Coming up in just a second, I've got Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year for 2019. First up, Bette Midler, of all people, says Justin Timberlake needs to apologize to Janet Jackson.
What?
Yeah, she called out JT on Twitter this week, actually. She said, Justin Timberlake publicly apologized to his wife for holding hands with another actress after having too much to drink, but says nothing else happened. Who cares? Basically, I don't care what's going on with him and his wife. And then she went on to say, so when is Janet Jackson's boob going to get an apology? And then hashtagged justice for Janet. So you'll remember, this was a long time ago.
Like a
I didn't realize, more than that, 2004.
Wow.
During the 2004 Super Bowl halftime show, Justin accidentally exposed Janet Jackson's breast. And that's kind of where the term wardrobe malfunction became so popular. And Bette Midler is mad that he has still never publicly apologized.
Is she serious?
For that. I think she is.
Really?
Yeah. She really knows how to pick her moments.
I mean, like you said, it was 2004. I can't remember if he did. I guess he didn't apologize.
No, he did. I remember that he didn't apologize because he really let her take all of the backlash. I was really unimpressed with how he dealt with that situation years and years ago. And Janet Jackson's career did take a hit from the backlash from that instance. She was from that situation. She was essentially blacklisted
was,
for
yeah.
years afterwards. Mm-hmm. And Justin Timberlake didn't have a word to say. Like, it was kind of gross. Mm-hmm. And many noted that he wasn't treated as harshly and that he was even invited back to the Super Bowl to perform in 2018.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I get that her boob does deserve an apology, but I don't think it's going to happen this many years later.
Probably not.
We love Justin Timberlake. The thing we forget about him, he's not that open and authentic in the public. Like, his team, it is very calculated.
Mm-hmm.
His brand, the way we look at him, he's not just talking about how he feels all of the time.
Yeah.
And so everything is very well calculated. So same with this situation with Jessica Biel, you know, like they know what they're doing. They have a plan in mind and they're going to stick to that, him and his PR people.
Yeah. Apparently Jessica Biel asked Justin to apologize. I read yesterday. I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have apologized on his own volition.
No, I think his reps would have been like, no, you're Justin Timberlake. People love you. You keep low. You know, I think people need a little more authenticity at this point. Maybe mm-hmm. we'll see more of that from him after this situation well, too, because it was a private situation between him and his wife, and he had to make it very public and had to go out and speak about it.
Yeah.
All right. We spoke yesterday about Greta Thunberg being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, and we now know who has been crowned Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year for 2019. It is... Lizzo.
Quite the year for her.
Huge year for Lizzo. They
for
said
sure.
She's the year's most iconic entertainer, and they're praising her for her body positive attitude and message of self-empowerment. Now, it's funny because this honor for Lizzo comes at a time when she's facing some major backlash for dancing courtside at an NBA game wearing a t-shirt dress with the butt cut out completely. So her thong and her whole butt was just on display for the whole world to see. Courtside, NBA game.
Yeah, I mean, but she's not apologizing for it.
She hasn't apologized.
She will not apologize.
She has spoken out about it. She said, you know what? You don't have to like me and you don't have to be like me. You need to be like you and never let someone stop you or shame you for being yourself. She said, this is who I've been, basically. And the criticism doesn't faze her whatsoever. She says it's who she's always been. And I actually saw that the Houston Rockets invited her out on the court to dance with their crew anytime.
Oh, nice.
They sent an invite on Twitter and then she replied by saying, I'll be there with bells on my booty.
I love it.
I want to see that.
A lot of people complained. I mean, look, I wasn't at the game with a child. A lot of people complained, like, that's a family event. There are kids there. I don't know, but... regardless of how old your kids are, they're going to be seeing this stuff on Instagram and Facebook soon enough, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Bette Midler will get Lizzo to apologize. I highly doubt it. Just move on. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
It's a butt.
Yeah,
it's a butt, after all. All right, I'm Nikki, and that's your Viz. Coming up, we've got your chance to win Are You Smarter Than Sam? Win some tickets to see Disney on Ice presents Road Trip Adventures at Place Belle in March. Pink up first, and please don't leave me. It's a Beat 92.5. Good morning.